Blog Talk Radio.
And we are on air for Fan for Racing, NASCAR, and Race Talk review of ISM Raceway at Phoenix. We had a couple of big races this weekend at Phoenix, and joining me shortly will be our co-host, Sal Segala. And while we are waiting for him, I'm going to go through the rundown of tonight's show real quick. First of all, it's a really big night. We've got three guests tonight. Starting at 8:40 p.m., we have Flyin' Ryan Partridge, who will be on the show to talk about his return to the K&N Pro Series West. They have their season opener this weekend at Kern County Raceway, and excuse me, Ryan Partridge will be in the number 9 car for Sunrise Ford this weekend at that event. Also, at 9 p.m., his teammate, Derek Thorne, will be on the show with us. And Derek Thorne will be in the number 6 for Sunrise Ford, so they will be teammates this year. And they have one goal in mind this 2018 season in the K&N West Pro Series. Talk to them about that at 8:40 and again at 9 p.m. ET. At 9:30 p.m. ET, we have David Talley, the Director of Communications at Auto Club Speedway, comes on board, and we'll talk with him about their upcoming NASCAR weekend as well as the remainder of their 2018 season at Auto Club Speedway this year. 10 o'clock is our NASCAR Hot Topic Sound-Off. Andy Lasky will join us at that time, along with Michael Huseman, and we'll talk all the hottest topics from the past weekend of racing at Phoenix. So let me welcome right now our co-host, Sal Segala. Welcome to the show, Sal.
Oh, thank you, Sharon.
Okay, I've gone through the rundown of tonight's show. I want to get into some highlights from this past weekend of racing, Sal. What was the highlight for you at ISM Speedway this weekend?
You know, I think, and it, you know, it's I know it's going to go beyond, you know, what, you know, we get the, you know, the fans, you know, who don't really like, you know, what goes on with the Cup drivers driving in the Xfinity Series. But I think it's got to be Brad Keselowski's win at during the Xfinity Series, you know, the way he came back and, you know, after a speeding penalty, you know, came back, you know, to win that race.
Absolutely. And the other drivers, I know they have to race hard to race against these guys, but that's what they're in racing for. They want to race hard and they want to race to beat these guys. And we've seen it happen before with Daniel Suarez, Eric Jones, Christopher Bell now. They're racing against these guys to improve their own skills, and they do it. They get to the point that they can beat these guys on the racetrack.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're, you know, really, unless, you know, like you mentioned, you know, Christopher Bell, you know, he's been up there, you know, and, you know, every week, you know, challenging for the win, you know, and also as a rookie, you know, in the series itself. You know, another one, you know, is, you know, that kind of felt bad for him. They kind of had a hard day, too, was Elliott Sadler, you know. But other than that, you know, it was a good race, you know, and you know, once again, you know, and it, that was anybody's race to win. Justin Allgaier was just so close to, you know, to pick
he
up
was.
The victory also, you know, and, you know, but it just happened to be, you know, it was Brad's day.
It was Brad's day, and it's still early in the season. I know before this season is over, we're going to see those Xfinity Series regulars celebrating in victory lane and perhaps beating some of the Cup drivers that are in these races. They are limited this year a little bit more than they have been, so it'll be interesting to see how all of that plays out. I also thought it was great to see Kevin Harvick come back and get a victory at Phoenix this weekend. I think a lot of people expected that. And it seems like the whole penalty thing was a huge motivation for him and his Stewart-Haas Racing organization.
Oh yeah, it was huge for the, you know, for the like you said, for Stuart Haas, you know, come back and make a statement, you know, after what happened last week in Las Vegas. But Kevin knows, you know, you live by social media, you die by social media, you know, and he kind of blasted social media, you know, about, you know, what happened, you know, the way NASCAR took a stance against, you know, what the fans seen. But he's also got to realize too that his car was already going to go back to the R&D center anyways because he won the race. And when they get back over there, you know, they probably, in my opinion, I think they still would have found it. You know, even if they went across social media, you know, I think the broken brace, they're going to look at all the braces and that, everything like that. And I think they would have found it. And I think either way, he would have gotten the penalty. He just thinks that it kind of escalated a little bit too much.
I agree. Now, going back to the Xfinity series, and I apologize for that, Tyler Reddick continues to lead that Rookie of the Year category with Christopher Bell gaining ground. Tyler Reddick is at 150 points. Christopher Bell, 143. He's now just 7 points behind Tyler Reddick.
Yeah. Christopher, he's getting up there. You know, he's got himself a couple of good finishes these past couple of weeks, you know, after the mishap at Daytona. And, but, you know, I still don't count Tyler Reddick out. You know, he's still going to make, you know, a good run at it.
Without a doubt. It's also tightened up at the top. Now, if you remember last week, Sal, Elliott Saler and Tyler Reddick were tied at the top of the points list with Elliott Sadler. This week, he is just 1 point ahead of Tyler Reddick, 151 over 150. Justin Allgaier is third at 144, and 1 point behind him is Christopher Bell at 143. Daniel Hemric rounds out that top five.
Oh, I'm here, Sharon.
You still there, Sal?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here.
Yeah, Tyler Reddick rounds out the top five in the points.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. It's close. I mean, you know, you still got Brandon Jones, you know, who can get hot. You know, Brian Reed, you know, he hasn't really, had a good solid season yet. And then, of course, you know, we always talk about Cole Custer. You know, Cole's another one, you know, that can
yeah.
You know, it's, you know, hopefully his season changes a lot from what happened from the mishap that he had last year, you know, the bad finishes and the bad luck that he had.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of time. Now, let me correct myself. I said Tyler Reddick rounded out the top five. It's Daniel Hemric who rounds at that top five in points. Real quick, Sal, I do want to get into the Can-Am Pro Series. They are opening up their season this week at Kern County Raceway. And what's interesting about the West this year, they're going to open and close at Kern County Raceway. And so this week, we've got a lot of big news that's happening in the Can-Am Pro Series.
Oh, yes. It's only fitting, you know, since they're not going to open and closing it at Phoenix. And I know there's a lot said on social media, not social media, but in the media center afterwards, you know, between, you know, Kevin Harvick and Tony Stewart, you know, talking about, you know, that, you know, they were not really too happy with the decision, you know, that Phoenix made to move the start finish line, where they said that money could have been used, you know, to fund, to fund basically the Can-Am West Series, you know, coming back. Because that was a big race every year. You would get a lot of, you would get, you know, some of the East drivers, you know, who would come, you know, because the fact of the matter is, you know, it's a mile track.
Exactly right. And a lot of those drivers go on to race at Phoenix Raceway, or now known as ISM Raceway, in their Cup Series careers. So it was really sad to see them take that race away at Phoenix. But our guests that are coming up here, we've got Ryan Partridge, who's going to be joining us at 8:40. He took a break last year, but he's returning, I'm so happy to say, with Sunrise Ford. Bob Brancati has decided, Sal, that he wants to give Bill McAnally Racing some competition this year for that championship title. BMR has won the last 3 years, and Bob Brancati is going to let folks know that Sunrise Ford is there to contend.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to be a good season this year, you know. And then, you know, I guess Jefferson Pitts Racing, it looks like they picked up a driver themselves in Austin Herzog. I'll talk more to Jerry Pitts and Jeff Jefferson on Thursday night about it. But, you know, they're also coming, you know, with a four-car team, you know, to start the season off. Of course, everybody knows, you know, Kevin Harvick is one of their drivers, you know, that's going to be you know, that's going to be back in the number four car. And then you got Will Rogers, who's coming back for a race. And of course, it was Austin Herzog. And then the other guy is Reed Lauer, who's also sitting in for. I'm not sure if he's going to be in the whole season or if he's just coming in for one race or not.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really interesting news, though. Definitely looking forward to watching that race. By the way, fans will be able to follow along at NASCAR Home Tracks via Race Central, and it will be on Tuesday night on NBC Sports Network at 11 p.m. So I'm telling everybody, set your DVRs right now, because this is going to be a race for the ages. When you've got drivers like Kevin Harvick, Derek Thorne, and Ryan Partridge in that event, I think it's going to be a pretty exciting race.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to be a good race. It's going to be, you know, you're kind of coming into Derek Thorne's home track. Kevin Harvick has never raced there before. And, you know, and Kevin, you know, he's got that three race win streak, you know, behind him. And, you know, he's coming out, you know, to make a statement.
Well, and Trevor Huddleston, the young gun that's going to be at Sunrise Ford, he's going to be racing the number 22 car for them. He's raced a lot at Kern Raceway as well. So he has a lot of experience there. He's going to be in the event this week.
Oh, yeah, and actually, Trevor's the defending late model champion from Kern. He ended up winning the championship at Kern and at Irwindale this past season.
Exactly. So I don't think there's going to be any shortage for excitement at that event.
Oh no, there definitely is, and it's going to be good. You know, a lot of good racing. And you got the rookie, you know, with Haley Deegan coming out, and Derek Krause is coming back. He's jumping the number 16 car that Todd Gilliland drove to championship last year. Then you got Cole Rouse, who's coming back, who drove for Brancati Racing, you know, a couple years ago. He's coming back with Bill McAnally and Chris Eggleston's number 99 car. So he'll be back out there also fighting for that championship.
Absolutely. What's happening here with my show? It's telling me I have 90 seconds. I'm not sure what just happened there. We should be on for, it should be a lot longer than 90 seconds. Okay, exactly right. I'm really excited because we've got some very strong drivers that are going to be in this event. I apologize if we go off air here. We should not be going off air. I'm going to go check on this real quick, Sal, if you want to keep talking. This show is supposed to be going until 10:30 tonight, and it's telling me already that we only have a few seconds left. That doesn't make any sense. So let me go back and see if I can fix that.
Yeah, because Brian Parker is going to be calling in right now, so I don't want him to call in and then all of a sudden, you know, it goes off.
Right. So let me fix it real quick. I don't know why it's saying that.
You know, put another quarter in the slot.
Another quarter in the slot. I hope I can.
Yeah.
I'm looking here. Hold on, it's not giving me the option. Okay, we may have a problem here, Sal, so let me focus on this. You keep talking.
Okay, actually, we got Ryan, and he said that it says the number is not active. So let me let him know that we're fixing it.
If we can. I'm trying. It's saying the duration was only 15 minutes. That can't possibly be. I always set it for the 20 or 2 hours. So let me go back and see if we can get this fixed real quick, and I will be right back in touch
with you.
Okay,
here you go, Sharon. I gave Brian the wrong number.
Have him call back in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gave him our old number.
Okay,
I don't know why I did that.
I don't know either, but keep talking, Sal, because I don't want the recording to stop.
Okay. So anyways, as me and Sharon were talking about the upcoming Canon West race at Kern, they're opening and actually closing the season this year, at Kern County Raceway, which is going to make for a good, it's going to make for a good first race. It's going to make for a really good, championship race also. Going down the list of some of the drivers that are racing this week, we had already mentioned a few. And then, of course, you got John Wood, who's bringing in a contingent of cars, which, we'll have Jesse Weechi coming back. And then, of course, we got Rod Norman, Matt Naveen. Will Rogers is coming back with Jefferson Pitts Racing for this one race. David Mayhew is making another start here at Kern, and David's always been tough at Kern. He's another one of the local favorites. Cody Vanderwall is another one who's another John Wood driver, and then of course another local from out here is Rich DeLong in the number 84 Country Girl Saloon car. He's also making a start. I'm not sure if Rich is going to run the full season or not. I know last year he didn't run the whole season. He kind of ran part of it. But that's something, we'll find out, later on in the season. I know there's some stuff on social media, talking about, it's kind of tough, running a Thursday race with the Wednesday practice. The time that the teams and the drivers have to take off from work, especially, with them coming in, most of the teams are coming in on Wednesday. And then, like I said, they'll have a practice on Wednesday, and then Thursday will be the race, and then, travel back, back home Friday. And then, of course, this weekend, we have the Auto Club 400, which is one of the reasons that I'm pretty sure that Kevin is running over here on Thursday night. So with that, it's gonna be a good race. I've talked to a few of the drivers, and they're looking forward to racing against Kevin, seeing if they could, of course, everybody wants to beat him, but I think it's more of everybody just wants to win the race. It's going to be, especially the championship contenders, they're looking for, a good finish this week to start off the season. It's been a long off season, and actually it's going to be a long break between this race and the second race, in Tucson. So, I know there's a lot going on at the track this on Thursday night. Kern's also having a 50-lap late model race that they named it the Happy Harvick 50 is what it's called, and there's a lot of local drivers from out here at Urindale that are going to be participating in it. So all in all, it should be a good midweek race program, and I'm sure a lot of fans are going to be looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Keep going, because I still have to.
Okay, Ryan
finish
said
up here.
Your show has not started yet. Call back within 15 minutes.
Okay. What we may have to do is have Ryan and Derek on together.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock.
Let me. Okay. Did you get it fixed?
I'm working on it. I'm trying to get it fixed right now. Unfortunately, the support people are not here. Okay.
Okay, I just texted Ryan and told him to call back in on the 15-minute slot.
Yeah, tell him to call at 9 o'clock, and we'll have him and Derek on at the same time. I'm not sure why this happened, but well, it says I only scheduled it for 15 minutes, but I don't think that's true. I've been doing this a long time. And
I know. Shoot, how long have we been together now? Shoot, 5-6 years?
Since 2011, Sal.
Wow. 7 years then.
Yep.
So,
yep, it's been a long time.
Yeah, so while you're getting all that fixed up, you know, we kind of went over the Xfinity series a little bit. Now let's talk about, you know, a little bit about, you know, what went on at the with the Cup series. As everybody knows,
with
you know, Kevin Harvick picked up his third win in a row, and you know, made a statement, a strong statement, even though, you know, he's kind of like, yeah, you can kind of say he's kind of like the King of Phoenix.
Kinda. He's pretty darn good there, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, he okay, let me see. I got Rod Proctor who just sent me a text.
Saying that they can't get into the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell everybody to dial up again. It should be ready by 9 o'clock. Ran into some technical problems here.
Sorry. So back to. So back to the Cup Series and Kevin Harvick and his dominating performance after, you know, taking the penalty last week. Gosh, you know, you kind of feel bad for Kyle Busch. You know, during his post-race interview, you know, he goes, you know, they're just, you know, they don't know what to do anymore. You know, how do you beat a guy like Kevin, you know, who's just been dominant, you know, these past three races?
Exactly. I'm sorry, Sal. I'm very distracted here right now trying to get this thing fixed. We should
okay.
be good to go. I'm going to put out a tweet saying due to some technical difficulties.
So on Sunday, our top
we're
five gonna drivers
with
Kevin
Harvick. We're going to be back on air at 9 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, because nobody can hear us right now. Everyone's asking. They can't hear us. Only we can hear each other. It's funny that it didn't cut us off, too.
Okay, so. Oops, shoot. Okay, and I will repost again okay. I think we're all set to go at 9 o'clock for 90 minutes.
Okay.
What time are we at? Yeah, about 6 minutes from now.
Yeah. And and Rod said he hasn't missed a show yet, so let's give when we do get back on here, let's give a shout out to Orange Show Speedway. They're opening up their opening night is April.
Okay.
Their opening night
we
is
are eight. All set for 9 p.m. start. You and I are going to have to go out of this show and then call back in as well, Sal. So I'm going to go ahead and end
okay.
this episode so that we can call back
okay.
in for the 9 o'clock start. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Sorry for the technical difficulties.
So it's 6 p.m.